This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. On the phone with me now is Gary Farmer. He's a man with talents in acting for film and TV and a musician with his band, Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers. They'll be playing the Sunflower Theater this Saturday. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It's nice to be with you.
I was reading that you had quite a background in acting. Well, what's the latest project that you had worked on that's, you know, not musically related?
Well, you know, there's a couple of projects I worked on recently. One was the Shelley Nero film. She's kind of she's a visual artist, but who also makes films, and she's starting to make features. She's actually from my home community, which is over up in Oswegan, Ontario, Six Nations res there, Iroquois, Confederacy people, the Great Law and all that. And she made a film called The Incredible 25th Year of Mitzi Bearclaw. So I had just one day on that. But then previous to that, I made a zombie movie where all the native people were immune to the zombies. And he's Mr. Barnaby from, we shot it in Montreal. He's Mi'kmaq from Nova Scotia or New Brunswick. It's interesting that native people have more access to film and television making these days. So it's nice to be the elder now, kind of being able to do the odd project.
Was that something that was tougher when you were younger to break into these sort of projects?
Yeah. I mean, I started when there was, outside of, you know, Will Sampson, there was no actors. There was no one who took acting seriously. And I saw that as the way that we can make change. You know, like positive change without having to stand on a picket line and get arrested.
Do you find yourself then mentoring younger people pretty often as far as encouraging them to get into film? And as you said, take your place?
No, it just kind of happened naturally. You know, I feel like, you know, I was one of the, you know, Graham Greene, Tantu Cardinal, and Sheila Towsey in this country, Wes Studi. You know, they all chose a creative life, Irene Bedard. So it's a big family for us, young and old, because we're very few people that work in the business full time, so to speak, to survive. And music's an extension of my ability at 65 to stay alive. You know, I mean, it's such a powerful tool for me, just for general health and well-being.
Before we move into the music, I did want to ask one more question. You acted alongside fellow musician Chris Christopherson in the 2006 film Disappearances. Did you ever have a chance to interact with him off scene?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Chris doesn't socialize that much, but on the set prior, I remember it was a funny time because Marlon Brando had just passed away, and Chris did this beautiful imitation of Marlon Brando, and he had this big story in the film to tell in this bar scene. And I was trying to encourage Chris to do it in the Marlon Brando imitation he does, and he said, oh, the director won't like it. And I said, no, we can honor Marlon in the film, you know. And it was a real comic moment with him. But I that day, I said, Chris, you know, you got the show coming up. You want me to play some harp with you? And, you know, not at all. He covers his own harmonica, so he didn't need me. But that was cute. He's a wonderful guy.
Moving forward, an announcement on the Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers Facebook page said a new album is in the works. What stage is it in right now?
Oh, we got about a half a dozen songs we're performing on the evening. We've got a few more to come in. We play half the album live, which we'll do on Saturday night. But I'm really excited by this. Just working with Derek Miller, he's got to be the most talented producer I've ever met. He's just a lot of fun, and he gets performance out of you. And he really, you know, I remember this one song, which I'll play. It was called I Don't Need a Gun to Live My Life. You know, I mean, it was kind of an anti-gun song, you know. And or at least control anyway. It wasn't so much against the gun, but and then Derek took it and made it, I need a gun. But he made it all work in the, you know, in the chorus and then the bridge, you know. He's such a talented guy. It's just, and he's like a relative of mine, you know, like we're near brothers. So it's just wonderful to work with family and people that you've been working with for a few years. You know, my band, it's really aged nicely for me. I have a wonderful time.
As it stands, do you see the album maintaining the blues rock sound that you're known for?
Yeah, it kind of swings a few different ways. I like to swing. You know, I love reggae music, and I try to bring some of that to it in the future. I took an old song of mine called Mr. Coyote. It was somewhat popular, especially in the community, and I kind of reggaed it up, which was fun. But, challenging, tasting on country a bit, you know, which is new for me. But, it stays with that blues rock and roll.
As you're getting older, how do you feel the process of creating music and performing music has changed for you?
People know me as an actor. And if you look at any actor's bands, it's a hard sell because people put you in a box as an actor and they won't kind of let you out. Much like Hollywood, they'll put me in a box as a Native American. And even though to them, I don't look Native American, they have a real problem taking me out of the box. And it's very similar with audiences. We've been marketed so heavily over the course of time that, you know, it's hard to break taboos. So over the course of time, I've really grown as a performer, I think. And I've given myself that time. And but there is times of insecurity comes in waves. And it's just lucky I got such a talented band, you know, that I can hide sometimes when I need to, which is just, you know, the isolation sometimes just forces you to kind of give in, give way, I like to say, as the performer. And then magic can happen. You always got to be prepared to give way, my theory of life.
Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers will perform at the Sunflower Theater this Saturday. Tickets can be found online at sunflowertheater.org. Gary, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure. Anytime.